History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I think one of the bigger stories of 2024, and still something that I'm shocked by, is just the Minnesota Vikings football team and the organization and what has happened here this season. I will put it into perspective the way that I view 2024. This has not been the most exciting year for Minnesota Vikings football. It hasn't. But it's been the most rewarding. Okay? And I think that there's a difference. When I think back to elite Minnesota Vikings football teams, 98 absolutely stands out. I loved everything about that year. The emergence of Randy Moss, just the way that Randall Cunningham just exploded here in Minnesota because everybody thought he was washed, right? Everything that happened that year was amazing. It was awesome, with the exception of us not going to win a Super Bowl and losing to the Falcons. That sucked. The year that culminated, unfortunately, with the 41 donut to the New York Giants, but that was a great year. Dante Culpepper, the crew was outstanding. Those years were super exciting. I don't view this year as exciting. Like, I love everything about this year and that this team continues to win week after week after week after week. There's been some nervous moments. I think that yesterday that would kind of fall in the category, too, of one of those at the end of the games. It was real nerve-wracking. But it's been the most rewarding, okay? And I say that because I didn't expect any of this. I remember going into the year, and even during training camp, my thought and opinion about this team was, I don't think that Sam Darnold's going to be the reason why this team doesn't win games. I thought that Sam Darnold would be okay. Did I see any of this? Absolutely not. But I didn't think that the Minnesota Vikings would be clearly a team that would win as many games as it's won this year. Going into the year, and I can't remember what the over-under was on from Vegas, but I think the over-under for the Vikings might have been like 6.5. But I thought that this team, at best, we were probably looking at a 7-win team, okay? So now, clearly, when you look at what they have done this year, okay, and how this year has transpired, and knowing that the Minnesota Vikings have just way went above and beyond everybody's expectations, you have to look at this thing and you have to feel as though, number one, they've done everything that they could have possibly done to maximize the potential on this team. To look at this team and where they are right now and feel like if they were to go into the postseason, and I don't care if it's losing the first playoff game or falling just short of the Super Bowl or losing the Super Bowl, this has been ultimately a successful season. To win 14 games when you weren't expected, at least in my opinion, to win 7 or 8 is mind-blowing to me. So with regards to rewarding years, this one might be at the top of the list. I don't know how you guys feel about the Vikings year. I don't know we're on the level of excitement, okay, in terms of that range, where you would categorize this as the most exciting or least exciting. But I'd love to hear from you at 651-461-9226. I sit here and I think about where the Vikings are. I feel like we're about to do something, possibly, and I hope that this is not the case. But you can weigh in, and we can take phone calls, and we can take reaction at 651-461-9226. I feel like we are on the verge of Vikings get into the postseason, whether they win a game or not, or get to the NFC Championship, or whatever, however it plays out, and then all of a sudden, if they don't win a Super Bowl, or if they don't get to the NFC Championship game, we're going to view things as a failure. And I think that that's the worst way to look at this season. And I feel like that is what we are going to do, because we in Minnesota are always conditioned to view ourselves as failures, and we always anticipate the worst case scenario. There's no way that we'll look at this team right now, regardless of what they do in the postseason, and look at Kevin O'Connell and what they are accomplishing and what they are doing and say that it is a failure. Or to look at what Brian Flores has done this year and view it as a failure. These guys are doing the best, and they're doing quite a bit with, quite frankly, guys that are not necessarily named players.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.